KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Some early morning fog is giving way to mostly clear sunny skies now here this morning, and we look for a high of 82 here today, with the north wind shifting to the southeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News brought to you here this morning by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, Council Bluffs police are investigating a shooting that occurred early this morning. At 1:54 a.m., officers were dispatched to 2216 27th Avenue at the Best Western for a report of a male with a gunshot wound to his arm. The man was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment of his injuries. No further details are known at this time, but Council Bluffs police are asking anyone with information regarding that incident to call the Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. Anonymous tips can be given by calling 712-328-STOP. KJAN News Time is 7:06.
With Rex Pharmacy's MedSync service and Rex Packs packaging, instead of making multiple trips to the pharmacy each month to pick up different prescriptions, you'll save time and money because we'll coordinate all your prescriptions into one easy monthly pickup.
With MedSync, all your prescriptions will be coordinated into one convenient pickup date. And with Rex Pack strip packaging, all your medications will be sorted by date and time in individual med packs. When it's time to take your meds, simply tear off the next pack and open it along the side. That's it. No more piles of pill bottles, no more sorting on Sundays, no more loose pills in your pocket or purse. Rex Packs save you time, worry, and trips to the pharmacy. Let us take the hard work out of managing your medicine. Ask us today to package your meds the easy way, Rex Packs, from Rex Pharmacy, with three locations to serve you.
Not a Rex Pharmacy customer? Ask about our no-hassle transfer process. Rex Pharmacy is your local Health Mart pharmacy in Atlantic and Anita. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
In other news, a traffic stop early Sunday morning in Taylor County escalated into a pursuit. Sheriff's officials say 28-year-old Jacob Allen Thompson of Newmarket was pulled over by Page and Taylor County deputies at around 12:15 a.m. at the corner of 7th and Main Streets in Newmarket. Thompson then attempted to flee deputies. During the attempt to flee, a deputy was struck in the arm by Thompson's vehicle. Thompson was subsequently stopped after a short pursuit. He was taken into custody and charged with operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, second offense, eluding, driving while license suspended, interference with official acts causing bodily injury, and assault while participating in a felony. Thompson was additionally cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability, failure to use seatbelt, and for having an open container as a driver. He was being held on $13,000 cash-only bond at the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. And 48-year-old Jamie Peterson of Lenox was arrested following a traffic stop Saturday in Lenox. Peterson was charged with driving while license suspended, additionally cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability and expired registration. Peterson posted a $300 bond and was released from the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting at 5:15 p.m. this evening at the Council Chambers at City Hall. On their agenda are updates and or discussion and possible action on the following: the Anishinaabe Park Water Quality Grant to update, future of the Sunnyside Pool, the Gaga Pit to Eagle Scout Project, recent playground build at the Schoberg Recreation Area, park house plans, washout along the Bull Creek Pathway, and getting bids for putting a walkway around the new Schoberg Playground. In his report to the board, Interim Parks and Recreation Department Director Ryan Rasmussen will discuss space in the park, a kids' bike ride, bids for a barrier around the new playground, and a Hygge Fest set for 5 p.m. September 21st at the Sunnyside Park Band Shell. The Exira EHK School Board will meet at 6 p.m. this evening in a regular session at the Elkhorn Building in the conference room. On their rather light agenda is information with regard to open enrollment and discussion and or action on approving the FFA National Convention, personnel hires, transfers, resignations, etc., and other administrative matters. The Audubon School District's Board of Education will hold a regular monthly 7 p.m. meeting in the boardroom at the high school this evening. Action items on their agenda include, but are not limited to, approving a transportation committee recommendation, approve quotes from Carol Glass for door repairs and chimney repair, approve ILO physics, and action on personnel matters. As well as the board will also discuss the upcoming school board elections, including who is up for re-election, important dates and processes, and they'll receive updates on summer projects and the PEPL silo budget. The Griswold School Board will hold their regular meeting following public hearings on proposals to sell the Lewis and Elliott properties. The hearing is in the middle school high school library begins at 5:30 p.m. with a presentation of a proposed sales agreement for the Lewis property, followed at 5:30 p.m. or 5:35 p.m. by a proposal of the sales agreement for the Elliott property. Once those public hearings are closed, the school board will open their regular session, which includes action on approving change orders, resolutions authorizing the execution of deed for the Lewis and Elliott facilities, and resolutions approving the deeds as well as authorizing delivering for those properties. The board will also hold discussion with regard to daycare. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all state flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff on Monday here today until sunset in honor and remembrance of fallen Lyon County Sheriff's Deputy Stephanie Shures. Deputy Shures, a 24-year veteran with the department, died from injuries sustained in the line of duty on Tuesday, August 13th. Flags will be at half-staff on the State Capitol building and on flag displays in the Capitol complex, and also be half-staff on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. And in other area news, gun issues were the dominant topic at Republican Senator Joni Ernst's town hall meeting early on Saturday morning in Johnston. Ellie Holland, a teacher in Johnston, was emotional as she told Ernst about going through active shooter training in her school last week.
So my question for you today, Senator, is when can I plan to get back to trainings that simply teach children to read and write?
Holland said it about half the crowd cheered. Ernst answered Holland by emphasizing the need to improve mental health care.
We need to make sure that those that are showing signs of instability are able to receive treatment. And I would say that across the United States, we are short counselors, we are short psychologists, and we are short psychiatrists.
We're short congresspeople that take action.
What I have seen.
The hour-long forum often featured Ernst speaking as critics in the crowd reacted or Ernst supporters in the audience cheering and applauding, including one person who had occasionally rang a cowbell. Don Corrigan of Des Moines thanked Ernst for supporting the National Rifle Association and the right to own a gun.
To punish people for crimes, and when someone commits a crime, don't come and take away my right for it.
Ernst said Republican senators would review various proposals, but Ernst expressed concerns about ensuring so-called red flag laws that let courts order authorities temporarily seize guns include due process rights to protect the wrongly accused. And Ernst made it clear that she opposes a ban on the kind of rapid-fire guns used in El Paso and Dayton. Ernst told reporters there's no law that will magically prevent irrational people with evil intent from committing murder. KJEN News Time is 7:13.
This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy with great news if you live in Cass County and hate the hassle of making an extra stop to pick up your prescriptions for your family. From now on, you don't have to make the extra stop or drive to Atlantic to pick up your prescriptions because Rex Pharmacy will be making daily deliveries throughout Cass County. It's a primary part of our Rex Pharmacy. Why?
At Rex Pharmacy, everything we do is driven by the effect on wellness in our communities. And part of that is by making access to needed medications hassle-free.
Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic.
Viagra. There, I said it. It's really not that bad, and if you're male, chances are you could benefit from this medication. It's time we open a conversation of all the benefits of Viagra. Viagra is very expensive, but now it's available in an FDA-approved generic, and you could pay as little as zero out-of-pocket with qualifying insurance. No insurance? No problem. Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic has sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20-milligram tablets for less than $2 a piece. ED shouldn't stand for expensive drugs. Ask about it at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements, Vonda Cook, age 90 of Neola, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vonda Cook will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Oka has arrangements. Norman Jean Wigg, age 74 of Kirkman, died Thursday at Methodist Jenny-Emmonson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Jean Wigg will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ruth A. Brown, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died Saturday at the Eden Crest at Riverwoods in Des Moines. Services for Ruth Brown are currently pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pauline Myrna Mogensen, age 86, of Avoca, died August 5th at Avoca Specialty Care. Graveside services for Pauline Mogensen will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Thomas J. Godwin, age 95, of Exira, died Thursday at Jenny Emerson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Thomas J. Godwin will be held today at 10:30 a.m. Actually, will be held Monday, August 31st at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Kim Meisinger, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for Ken Meisinger will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Kenny Waters, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday at his home in Messina. A mass of Christian burial for Kenny Waters will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died August 13th at the Red Oak Rehab and Care Center in Red Oak. Funeral services for Dorothy Peters will be held on Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Oakland. William Bill Christians, age 76, of Carson, died Thursday at the Acura Healthcare of Stanton and in Stanton. Celebration of life for Bill Christians will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Dorothy Joan Alf, age 86, of Sun City West, Arizona, died August 10th. Funeral services for Dorothy Joan Alf will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And John Spearing, age 52, of Carson, died Thursday in North Platte, Nebraska. A celebration of life for John Spearing will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News. The service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.